We are deeply influenced by our identities, and they are not stagnant. The biggest predictor of a person's likelihood that they would volunteer for a cause is the identity they strongly believe they belong to. When you mention your plan in your MBA goals essay, or how you will contribute to the school community through school clubs or consulting engagements, think deeply about which identity resonates most with you. The authenticity in your writing will show if you care about your identity. Before you pick an identity, understand that we interpret identity in 7 ways. Number 1, identity based on social categorization. Number 2, identity based on permanent traits. Number 3, identity based on profession. Number 4, identity based on skills. Number 5, identity based on values. Number 6, identity based on responsibilities. Number 7, identity based on preferences. So let's go one by one. Number 1, identity based on social categorization. If you look at student clubs, you are likely to see social clubs. These are broad identities driven by nationality, region, ethnicity, and religion. They are the second type of association that is evoked when we hear the word identity. Religion and politics are the most controversial identities. Even if you have strong feelings about the two identities, it is wise to stay out of these identities in your MBA essays. Even the themes that make the two identities sacred and universal can be misinterpreted if you don't use the right phrases. Number 2, identity based on permanent traits. The primary association with the word identity is around gender, sexual orientation, and physical attributes. These are permanent traits and preferences that will remain permanent for most of us. One of the narratives I helped a client with was a narrative on finding acceptance from a conservative family when he revealed his sexual orientation. The causes he supported were not just about empowering the LGBTQ+ communities, but also about empowering the underrepresented identities across society. He strongly identified with the underrepresented. For help in choosing the right identity for your MBA essays, subscribe to FNG Math's essay editing service at store.fngmath.com/essay-editing. Number 3, identity based on profession. Unless you are in an industry for life, your identity based on your profession will evolve from roles to responsibilities to client types if you're in consulting to technologies. Even though short-term post-MBA goals should be narrated with professional identity, long-term goals and vision to contribute should be beyond your professional identity. Number 4, identity based on skills. This is where my earlier hypothesis of internal and external motivation versus skills for a career should influence your narrative. No one is a one-skill candidate. We have varying degree of creative, analytical, and interpersonal skills that are developed or underdeveloped. Your desire to develop underdeveloped skills through volunteering or through entrepreneurial pursuit in the school will be believable only if we can craft a narrative on why identity matters to you. Now, just writing from an identity is the first instinct for applicants as it helps them stand out. But you must imagine that your competitors are also using the same strategy. Think from the admissions team's perspective. 10 essays all talk about the identity of, say, immigrating from a war-torn countries. Ask yourself these 3 questions. Number 1, how can the admissions team differentiate that you're different from the 9 other applicants? What aspect of your essay will demonstrate that you're not just one identity, but multiple identities that the school is also seeking to accept? Number 3, what sense of belonging can you bring to the school community that resonates with the US culture and values? Values become a key narrative addition for differentiating from similar primary identities, that is social, professional, and skills. Number 5, identity based on values. The strongest essays all have clearly highlighted identity based on values. There are no universal values that are acceptable across Eastern, Middle Eastern, African, and Western cultures. Even in the behavioral framework at the United Nations, considered the template for an international organization, only 4 values are considered universal: inclusion, integrity, humility, and humanity. In any narrative, when you highlight one of the four values, you are taking a safe bet of fitting into a theme that complements your journey in a highly capitalistic, reward-driven corporate world. Inclusion narratives are the most repeated template, but remains the most successful in M7 schools. The value cuts across cultures and ethnicity from its inherent association with justice, a value that we are born with. Number six, identity based on responsibilities. Identity based on responsibilities are often narrated by applicants from low-income and migrant families with the additional burden of taking care of family dependents who have lost livelihood, physical abilities, and wealth from war. Schools have additional space to offer this context. I have read the first drafts of several essays, many reapplicants, which assume that by evoking the empathetic nerve in the admissions person, they could influence admissions. I also have written extensively about storytelling in FNG Mad's winning MBA essay guide. But the problem is that applicants are overusing this technique. For an authentic narrative on overcoming hardships, you need a fundamental understanding of a sense of agency. Number seven, identity based on preferences. The least effective essays include identity based on personal preferences. There is nothing wrong in choosing West Coast schools from your preference for tolerable weather, but it should never be part of your narrative. For end-to-end support with brainstorming and essay editing, subscribe to FNG Mad's essay editing service at store.fngmad.com/essay-editing. If you have any questions about FNG Mad's editing and consulting services, contact me, Atul Jose, at editor@fngmad.com.